hardware economy and ate up the hardware economy. So I will post, Cider Somerset posted the trailer, but I have the link to the actual documentary. It's, as they, the reviewers say in 2012, when the thing came out, every person should see this. It really gives you an education on what it means to have endless typing. And it never got stopped. Never, it's still going. It's a little loophole. Naked short selling. So I asked Ian during the show to talk about it, and he laid out, you know, pretty precise what it was. So it's interesting how COVID maybe is stopping it finally, or we're stopping it somehow. But, and you know, when it got finally sort of looked at in 2012, all the news people were suddenly saying, oh, we have to deal with naked short selling. So they were told to say the word. They'd been, Patrick Byrne and his buddies for 10 years been trying to get news people and journalists and everybody to talk about it. Nobody talked about it. But suddenly when it became an issue in Congress, but it never led to anything. But when it was, all the news people were using the word for a few days, talking about this horrible situation. It just came and went. It tells a lot of, it shows a lot of the aspect of the Android meme in this documentary. And it ends with Occupy Wall Street. When the Occupy movement happened in 2011, 2012, they're idealistic in a way, the filmmakers, so they're showing the people protesting. And that led nowhere, Occupy movement. But that's the year the movie came out, when that was being hyped. So, I want you...
That's the thing with most really rebellion movements, that first people don't have a real understanding of what's going on in the politics and in the economy.
Right.
And then they have these ideas, and they think they're fighting for a good cause, and they're being manipulated. And actually, whatever they're doing, like people that think that they're fighting the weather change, or, you know, like this, the followers of Greta.
Right.
Or people that are in the Antifa, or these women that are feminists, and all these movements, they, at the end, don't have any real solution. They post things on Facebook, they burn something, they go to some demos, and they think they're doing...
They're taking
action. That's an illusion of the chip body. They don't understand the chip body. They don't understand the chip reality that's become bigger than their chemical body. So that's allowed every movement based on the chemical body to have its day, and they make movies and books about it, and then they end up nowheres, and the leaders die from exhaustion, chronic fatigue, or something. I just heard some guy just died. He led some movement for a while. Now he's gone. They all get wiped out because they don't know what they're up against. That's why they got to read McLuhan, Baudrillard, and LaRouche as an anti-environment to that.
And listen to Zappa, really.
Yeah.
To all what he's saying and the music.
He said in 1979 in a song, some sheik just bought New Jersey. 1979, some sheik just bought New Jersey, because they've been getting all that money from the Nixon deal from 73 to 79. They had huge, huge, you know, caches of cash. So they could buy countries. Saudi Arabia bought universities.
Yes, and of course, he might have been making a lot of mistakes, like the daughter says he was traumatized by his...
Right. Well, he's like
dramatizing or whatever, but he is really looking into alternative ways of changing the society, but for real, like, become the best version of you and create and...
He was a troubleshooter for me. Cleared the way. Cleared out the dross. Showed the mistakes that everybody would make, so Bob wouldn't make any mistakes.
Who is that?
Zappa.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, when someone wants to play an interview with, Roy wants an interview with fucking David Bowie, these guys are trivial. We don't realize the immensity of Zappa, which Roxy is, can't even sleep anymore. She's starting to realize it. She wants to talk to her every office hour. She
oh, no, Roxy.
Well, because, like, when I discovered that Adorno was working for this thing that was into dominant society with mass media.
Did you say Madonna?
Adorno.
Oh, Adorno, yeah. Yep.
That they just wanted to distract the population with sports and stupid news about celebrities and stars. A lot of information that is really just trash that people are distracted by. What did Megan say about the Queen? who won the Super whatever bowl?
Well, see, that was all chemical bodies.
Well, I'm working.
They made celebrities an art form out of the chemical body. So they celebrated every aspect of the chemical body.
Yes, so people were distracted. They created low culture, but people would like it.
Yeah.
And they're distracted by these things, but they don't criticize it. They don't think. They don't.
Well, that's 50% of the story. The other 50% is the fucking low culture was great. Everybody was stoned on ecstasy of the software environment. You see, people thought they were, this is where Adorno was wrong. Matter of fact, there's the postmodern guys, forget the journal, but they had an article back in the late 80s, early 90s on Zappa and Adorno. So the critic went and interviewed Zappa about Adorno, who Zappa had never heard of, and they kept saying these ideas that Adorno represented, and Zappa says, that's bullshit. He dismissed every fucking idea they told him Adorno did. So you're missing the point about Adorno and Zappa. Now, Ben Watson tries to make Adorno fit in his biography of Zappa, but it doesn't work. You got to understand, Zappa understood the McLuhan level without knowing McLuhan, even though he did eventually read some McLuhan. He understood the media dynamic, which was new. He said radio gives us new life. Radio. And that includes the content, whatever the content is.
Well, he understood that he had to go into the electric environment, not into becoming serious composer.
He went into the TV body, and the cover of Freakout looks like a color TV cover.
He infiltrated low culture and made it high culture.
Yep. Yeah,
so
he did the right thing.
That is really his genius.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. That's really beyond
anybody else who had theories. John Cage, Philip Glass, Steve Reich, the guys that you knew down in Mexico, none of them were on the level of Zappa. Zappa, I asked him about Finnegan's Wake, and he said, this was through the Evergreens, and he said, why would anybody publish that? So I then thought he meant that he thought it wasn't worth publishing. But later I asked him again about it. He says, no, I was impressed with the people who would publish it. Like, normally, why would anybody? But he was impressed. And he said that he designed his music on what he thought Finnegan's Wake was doing. So,
it's
pretty good.
Yeah, that makes me think of Clint Eastwood archetype.
Yeah. McLuhan named it. Yeah, Zappa did cliched archetype. Even in an interview in 69 with the British critic, who was the best Zappa critic at the time, at International Times magazine, the underground magazine in London, Zappa's explaining Reuben and the Jets, which was all this 50s stuff that everybody thought was stupid, and they didn't know why a genius like Zappa was doing Reuben and the Jets doo-wop music, and he said, I'm dealing with archetypes. And he goes on using the word archetypes in the interview. There's all kind of archetypes embedded in the music. So he made it like a scientist, or like a painter, or a filmmaker. Very precise.
Because in pop culture, like, for example, in film, you have different subjects that they know are archetype and people are always going to have an interest in the romantic and the in the tragedy, in the hero, like different things that are used in pop culture or different types of songs, like romantic songs or dance. And he knew these people in advertisement and in pop culture know a lot about the psychology of men and how to distract them and manipulate them with all these things they like that they are doing. And he was then making funny versions of those things, like making fun of them, to make you realize that you are consuming all these things without really thinking. Like, for example, you are expecting something from some romantic relationship, and he makes fun of you because broken hearts are for assholes. Like,
yeah, who did back then? You know what he said about love? He says, I don't write songs about love. Love is a given. Everybody should love as a given. So there's no point in talking about. You just assume everybody's doing it. So that was a different idea about love.
Yeah.
He didn't deny love. He said it's so a part of us, it's not something to talk about.
You're
declaring your love for people.
It makes it seem like an advertisement.
What, Bart?
It makes love songs seem like an advertisement.
Yeah, he called it a body commercial.
Yeah.
On Freakout.
There you go.
Since there is central banks, of course they wanted to have the population distracted and not really understanding what's going on in politics, how the money is being used and how...
Yeah, you've got to realize the elite didn't understand it either. That's what McLuhan saw. They thought they were programming the population, and it didn't work. And we really see that now.
Oh, yeah.
There's too much decentralized effects of all the multimedia. McLuhan said this in 1965. There's too many different kinds of media that in themselves would create a culture, but there's too many other kinds of media by 1965, so humans become so detached, they're not programmed by the medium anymore. And this was opening to a new awareness, he said, that was not hypnotized by media. And so that's
but
why...
But then they created these media that really hypnotized with the smartphones and...
Yeah, on a level that the rich people, Illuminati, whoever you want to call, their kids became heroin addicts and addicted to the Black Mirror. Nobody in any powerful position who's supposed to get something by being that powerful for their family or their friends or whoever they're working with got what they thought they were working for. Nobody got any slack. Nobody did. Rockefeller didn't get it. He just harassed. McLuhan wrote back in the 50s that the wealthy Rockefellers were just harassed businessmen because they had to work in politics and they had to work in intelligence to keep their power from all this other competing power that was coming in because more and more people were getting wealth beyond the control of wealth, say, before World War II. And money became public property in the 30s. So the big breakthrough was that everybody was being freed up. And McLuhan pointed that out, but then you had to understand what that meant for yourself. And then it comes down to Ion saying, you have to take responsibility and ascend or die. That's the drama has come to that critical point now.
Yes, I mean, everybody's in the freak out mode.
In the what?
Freak out mode. Last week, they said here in Germany, okay, we're going to open. The lockdown is not going to be that strict. And they open the stores, but you need an appointment to get into the store. You cannot go just in the store.
Right.
So everybody's even more frustrated because that's some type of psychological...
Yeah, they're frustrated. They didn't say exactly the situation when they said everything.
Yes, and now they're saying they're going to make, again, a hard lockdown. And in France and Italy, they already have.
Right.
But they prohibited the vaccines. They stopped them. So everybody's in a freak out mode.
And nobody knows what's going on. You have and then hard stuff to even fucking get centered about it all. You have to know carefully.
Yeah, so the French does still have a sort of good education. They're more critical. And I was listening to a woman, I don't remember her name, but she was saying they were looking into the organizations that were supposed to be watching the government and to see if all these measures are okay or not. It's called the scientific circle, something like that. And there is no studies, no reunions, no nothing, no documents where they can show what they were discussing or what they did. I mean, these people are like, okay, we want to see how did they reach these conclusions that we had to go into a lockdown. And there is nothing. It's just a fake, like a scientific council.
Yeah.
So there is no, really, it's a dictatorship. There is no regulation, nothing. Nobody's really looking into what the government is saying or why are they taking this decision.
Yeah, because half of them feared that they were going to get infected. You see, the worst people in the situation, the most unfortunate, are the healthcare workers. They're being sacrificed. And all they needed was hydrochloroquine or some other stuff that Carolyn had. There were solutions for it.
Yes, so that's why everybody's in the freak-out mode, because it's like, okay, this is already too crazy and it's really beyond. And then, you know, there are these videos about the White House, it's a fake White House in Atlanta. And there's also some videos where you see Biden. It looks like there is a guy wearing a mask, like in the movies, that,
yeah,
you know, they take out the mask, and it's like a silicone mask.
Yeah.
They show Biden, maybe it's not Biden, it's somebody else with a Biden silicone mask, but
yeah,
they can be very realistic and very well, but you can see that it's really like a silicone mask.
You probably missed it. Ion announced tonight that Biden died a couple of days ago. The demented original chemical body Biden. He finally died in Delaware when he was in the basement.
Yes.
He died.
Yeah, so they're putting somebody with some silicone mask taking his body.
Yeah.
And then
we even got they take someone who's a little younger and then they put the makeup on. I described how they did it, how they make the double.
Yes, there are a lot of special effects now that everything can be faked with green screens and whatever, makeup and artificial intelligence.
Meme showed up. I mean, never heard of him before. He's very considered. He says, you guys are still on the air for your information. Yes, we are. I asked to go an extra hour, Meme. Thank you for your concern, but everything's under control. But the, what is it, you were just saying, I think Ian said, now that Biden's dead, there's a lot of panic in the inner circle about what do we do next? Nothing's working! We got little four-year-olds making videos exposing us.
I mean, they're just putting some lipstick on that pig and pushing it through.
Yeah. But they don't care. So Beefheart used to say there are 40 people in the world and 5 are hamburgers. You only need one guy. The guy who's run everything for 40 years, Mr. Fauci. He's the cover-up artist for fucking AIDS, okay? He goes back to the middle 80s. So he's the con man who lied about AIDS and everything else that happened, and he got so good at it that he funded the making of the COVID virus in the Wuhan lab. So only he was the authority. And so he came out and said, you know, he had to do this and that, and the whole world followed him.
Yeah.
Because the White House ran the world. So just one guy did it.
And everybody, science is religion.
Yeah. He hoiked the science bullshit, and then all the committees and all the countries around the world tried to find out what he was saying, tried to verify it. They couldn't do it. They covered it up. some of them rebelled and started putting out alternative videos saying, this is all bullshit. I mean, it happened really fast, the disbelief of it.
Yeah, the problem is, there are demonstrations everywhere against all these lockdowns and this and that. But
okay, so they're demonstrating against the
solution.
What are they are demonstrating against the virtual black hole known as the loophole for Naked Short. You can't find the chip body that's doing it, and now it's a tech body. You have to really realize it is logically a fucking artificial intelligence, the tech body that's running everything behind your eyes, inside your skull.
One of the videos that Ed posted on his site, some of them have been, the White House has been empty, and there's the state capitals are empty. This guy and his wife have been doing these videos that Ed has posted, but
What's it called?
I have to get the guy's name. It's not immediately coming to mind, but because Ed's posted them, but I think the page has lapsed, so I'd have to look for it. But the guy has shared video of the White House being empty and the videos of the state capitals and. Has anybody seen these videos that Ed's posted? Just
you don't know what to say next. You keep repeating yourself. What's your conclusion?
Well, his conclusion was that he's like, they don't know what's going on, but the conclusion they came to was that there's some sort of outside artificial intelligence or alien intelligence that's running the show, is what he...
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You got to hand it, Ed. He is doing incredible finding these fringe videos, and he just piles them on every day. Hundreds of them. It's amazing what he's. If you want to go crazy, go to our site and start watching what Ed posts. And Ed says he watches every one of them. What the fuck is happening to Ed?
Yeah. good for him if he's watching all of them. I just. Review a few, and if you recommend one, Bob, I'll watch, but I don't watch all that stuff.
Okay, here's the one I recommend. Amazing Polly. She's pretty good. She's Mae Brussels. So what she did, I think she's a Canadian, she just decided to look at this guy, Doug Band, who starts off with Clinton in the 90s as his bodyguard, or something called a body man. Well, he goes, so that's 30 years ago. So he goes... He works as working for Clinton. Then when Clinton finishes in 2000, he gets on all the fucking little advisory councils that Hillary makes. He eventually starts a PR firm called Teneo, T-E-N-E-O, and she just starts reading articles on them. And every fucking major corporation of the Illuminati is a client of Teneo. And so this guy has an incredible history, and then in 2012, the Rockefellers want to catch up, so they get Doug to form this bodyguard, to form a company, to form Teneo. Maybe Teneo was formed in 2012. And they give him $12 million the first day he opens. Okay, so this guy starts a company, and the Rockefellers say, well, we'll help you, it's $12 million. So... The guy is involved, there's three of them, they're involved in everything from 2012 to now. So a year or so ago, guess what Mr. Band did? Doug Band. He bought David Rockefeller's mansion in New York. He occupied Rockefeller. He took over Rockefeller's mantle after being Clinton's bodyguard. So this is the closest to a Bolshevik, in Beter terms, a guy who worked for the Pentagon Bolsheviks and knocked off the Rockefellers. Way back there, and he got his own personal victory lap by buying and sticking it to David Rockefeller by buying his mansion in New York City and taking it over. It's the pinnacle of the Bolsheviks wiping out the Rockefellers. And the Rockefellers gave, the Rockefeller Foundation gave, you know, all these millions to Doug in 2012. Well, that was the Bolshevik-controlled Rockefeller. So you look at Polly, knowing it ends, that's how she ends the video, with this amazing article. Look, just last year, he bought Rockefeller's mansion. So that when you know that punchline, go back and follow what she finds out about he and his buddies, how they're the key people in everything. And then that's only part one. She says that Doug and his Teneo, yeah, he's got Rockefeller's mansion, but he's very involved right now with the COVID and whatever she's going to show us.
Right.
So this is an example of obscure nobody who is an insider way back there, and he's like controlling Clinton, and he controls Hillary, and then he gets all these big corporations hovering around him for a PR firm that doesn't do anything.
Yeah, they were also involved in the voting, the 2020 voting scandal.
Is there a new, are you talking about new stuff? I don't remember her talking about that.
In the Bamboozler Syndicate, Deep State.
Oh, that's part two?
Yeah,
I saw Bamboozler. I haven't watched it yet. That's part two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw that
one. It's an incredible accidental research. Like, she just started looking, what is Teneo? And just started doing it like Mae Brussels. She's probably half psychic. And then she just finds one item after another, and then she puts it together very well and lays out this thing. And she's just this little girl going, I don't know, but it looks like COVID to me.
Yeah,
is part two. So the Bamboozlers is part two.
It's part two. You've got to listen to the first one's called The Band of Corruption. And his name is Doug Band, B-A-N-D, so it's a pun. The Band of Corruption. And you watch that one, and then this new one, The Bamboozlers, which I haven't seen yet.
I posted them on chat.
Yeah, so I give her credit for being original. She goes in areas and finds things that nobody else notices.
And Madeline wants to be unmuted.
Oh, yeah, I haven't looked at the muted lately. There must be hundreds of them there. Yeah, there's 50 people. Okay, I'll unmute them all.
Wow.
But, no, just three, Bert. But the other thing was she did a month ago on why did this guy go into the lockdown military and the inauguration site? Why was this guy allowed to, a little article, a picture of a guy walking through the gate and going into the secret controlled area. Why was this guy allowed to do it 2 days before? She looked into it, found this name, found that name, and then she added it all up, and they were obviously, they were a restaurant, and they were bringing in supplies, and they were, these people were in all the think tanks, obvious CIA people, and so I asked, I once, way back there, I said, what about Polly, how's she doing? He said, well, not too much. He wasn't very enthusiastic about her, but I was putting down everybody anyways at that time. So then I ask him, I think on the show, I bring this up, or in a private session, this whole case, and he says, yes, those people were CIA, and Polly was exactly right about the whole thing.
Hmm.
And just because he said there was a little dinky article about how these funny people were able to get through the guards with a basket of groceries. Why were they allowed to? Why was there an article? Then she starts looking at the guy who's delivering the basket to a restaurant, and then all of these think tank people were running the restaurant. It was a fake restaurant.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right there.
Yeah, I remember.
They were the ones
that,
who probably ran the hologram fucking inauguration.
But it didn't take her much. She just looked up names. She just did very standard internet research.
Googling.
Yeah, she's Googling.
About Polly's, what did you say? She's intuitive, her psychicness. It is interesting. She's. Did you hear about the Wayfair scandal?
No. No.
So she broke this thing that absolutely blew up, and it was really funny because she found the stuff by, she was shopping for a cabinet for her house. And she was on the Wayfair site, and she noticed, she's like, why is this simple cabinet $30,000?
Right.
You remember that part?
Yes, yeah.
And she noticed that all of the cabinets that were $30,000, so there were some that were, like, really extremely expensive, and they were identical to the ones that were, like, $500. But they all had girls' names. And she looked up the names, and they were all missing girls.
Wow.
And well, she realized, holy shit. Yeah, they were selling them on, selling the girls on Wayfair and masking them as cabinets. And then that blew up because they found the same thing on Etsy and Amazon and, you know, a bunch of other sites all doing the same thing. And those sites all removed those listings.
And but, it's still alive.
Yeah, because I guess...
It makes me think, you know what, Madeline, it makes me think these people that are coming out with this convenient information, that there has to be part of this whole, you know, maybe the Q thing unfolding. They have to have these maybe plants or whatever you want to call them, connected people.
Remember this, it's the tech body. The tech body helps Pauly. Remember, the tech body wants to do both sides, you know, hide it and expose it and play it and confuse you.
Yeah.
A Q is part of the tech body.
Yeah.
And she seems to have a good memory because she cites Q, some particular thing they said in this band video that shows her point. And she goes back like 2 years. Look at this little thing posted by Q. And she shows it and she remembered it. Unless she has people helping her.
She doesn't.
Is she Canadian?
She is Canadian. She's kind of a little Mae Brussel, it seems like.
Yeah, she has a nice innocence. She's just a genuine person looking. She's got tech body help or natural ESP, and she locks out all the time.
Yeah, and she goes, ooh, look what I found. I'm not saying anything, but isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, like the one thing, she noticed that there's a FedEx near every Planned Parenthood.
That's amazing.
What did you say about Planned Parenthood, Maddie?
There is a FedEx facility, shipping facility, like within a block of every Planned Parenthood facility.
Dang.
I'll look into it. Yeah, I've been working at a Planned Parenthood. It's part of one of my clinical rotations.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Better watch out. You might get shipped out, Brent. Shipped out. I end up fucking George Bush's mother.
They do have a lot of shipping people coming in and out. I have noticed that. But
yeah.
No.
I mean, they've been busted. They've been recorded. Project Veritas went undercover and recorded them selling fetuses and the parts of them.
Yeah, I think I haven't seen any fetuses, so I think they do that at certain locations. Most of them just do a medicated abortion with, like, a pill, you know?
Hey, Madeline, I think Ian said tonight the military waiting for Trump to make a move or something, they said that can't happen. They put down the whole thing that the military's in charge. Did you get that, Bert?
Yes, they did. They squashed that. They squashed that whole idea about the military taking over. Yeah, they did that. Yeah.
Yeah, that they're in charge and they got a plan and they're waiting. They basically said, why do that? Ian said there was a reasoning that wasn't efficient or actually worthwhile doing.
They said something about it
yeah,
that looked like no one's in charge and the cartel will take over, so they don't want to risk that. Something
oh, yeah,
the cartel.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, see, that's what you learn in intelligence. That was the normal thinking in Secret Council 10. You find out that the authorities have to be evil. They have to, like doing Kennedy, they covered up the Kennedy assassination because it would have caused civil war. So they have to violate stupid old humanist values of honesty and truth to run such a complex situation, which McLuhan understood too.
Yeah, I remember you saying something about that.
So it's
beg
the tech body that's...
Wait a minute, I want to hear what you say, Bart.
You said, I remember you saying that years ago, that they had to be this sort of criminal operation to run...
They had to infiltrate, the weapons trade. They had to infiltrate the drug thing, so they end up running it themselves, and then they have needed cash flow for the chemical body while we go more virtual. So it always comes back to McLuhan's point that the medium is the message. The whole computerization, digitization technology created post-human problems, complications for every institution on the planet. And nobody could deal with it. Now we got to where we are, where we're going to blow ourselves up.
Yeah, I've got a question about that, Bob. So you and JW and Carolyn are pretty ascended. And you're going into a bunker.
Yeah.
So, like, what the fuck are the rest of us supposed to do?
I know. I feel sorry for you all. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, the real question is, when do you come back out? Like, after we blow ourselves up?
When we get the rocket going. When we turn the Earth into a rocket and we rev it up, it's just like the Stang scenario, Reverend Stang. We put out the call, the X's have landed, come on aboard, all those have paid their $30 membership fee. That's what we're going to do.
Are you still going to broadcast, Bob, when you're stealth?
Yes, that's what the secret towers are for. When we have the EMP, everything goes out, nobody will be in touch with anybody, but somehow these towers will be positioned along the 33rd parallel or the equator, I can't remember which, and I will broadcast along those. It will be
you're
a new kind of emanation, a new kind of technology.
The monolith.
Yeah, the monolith.
Yeah, the monoliths.
But that, you said that may happen later.
Well, yeah, it goes, I don't know, it's when, after the EMP, and that'll be pretty dramatic. Nobody will have any communications. Probably that's due to the magma and all that stuff knocking out electricity. So my communication network will be carbonated cloud stuff or something, and, it's the only stuff that will work. I'll be the only station going.
But how are we going to get it? What type of
stay in touch? I don't know. Maybe you'll have some special product. It'll give you a little ESP.
We have to melt it titanium.
Yeah, melting titanium. No, Ayn has not explained how people. He's not explained how people will pick it up. You know, how will they get the technology to pick it up?
Well, it sounds like it's going to be in our bodies. They've talked about the changes in our brain. That's what it sounds like to me. We're going to be modified, whoever's still alive, in a way that we'll have the receivers in us.
Well, I wouldn't focus on that idea. That's just a theory. We don't know.
No.
You don't need to worry about it.
But you're right
to notice that fucking JW, he was not available to do our session on Thursday, and he was not available on wasn't available Tuesday, and then not available Thursday, and he was barely available today. I thought he was only going to be here for half an hour, so I was planning on doing a big music thing. So I found some new music and all that, but then he stayed a lot longer. So that was good. And he only left because I insulted him. And he said, okay, we'll leave. And then I got to play the greatest hour of popcorn and Northern Soul ever heard.
You didn't insult him. You said, there's the door. And he said, good idea.
Yeah. I said, I hear the door closing.
Yeah, you better hurry.
So this is what is he doing? He's preparing the bunker for Bob and Carolyn, for fuck's sake.
So we're officially on alert, everyone. We're officially on alert.
You're on notice. Everybody's on
notice. Game is over. We're on alert.
Yeah, United Mutations.
What?
United Mutations. Calling out United Mutations.
United Mutations. That's Zappa's group. That's right. But he said that Ayn cannot see beyond 30 days.
Damn.
Because there's too many possibilities. Probabilities. It's all colliding. and expanding and mutating like a bunch of fucking rattlesnakes crawling over each other like in the last Raiders of the Lost Ark.
So remember when I said that Obama and Hillary would hang this month, either hang or go to Gitmo?
Did he name this month?
Well, yes, they said March, like last fall.
Yeah, now what happened, he said around January, Madeline, I know he said that stuff, and he said around January that that didn't apply. He said to us, we now don't know what's going on. We can't be precise anymore. And,
yeah.
And JW didn't sleep for three fucking months because he was so agitated by this feeling of not knowing anymore. I mean, that's how it affected him as a human.
Wow.
He was getting hurt by this ion's inability to be accurate.
Wow.
He didn't sleep for three fucking months.
Well,
he just started sleeping about 2 weeks ago. What?
I guess he beat your record.
Yeah. But the he's subject to what goes on because Ion's near him or something, and he picks up what's happening to Ion.
So the military's not in control.
And they don't, they're in control by not showing control.
Okay.
They're not going to do anything that's suspect. They're going to pretend everything's normal as much as possible.
Right. So So who put the fences around D.C.? The military? Or is that really put there by, like, Pelosi and them who are scared?
There's certain things that Ayn will not explain. He won't tell us. Because it's dangerous to know, and that's one of the things. He will not explain what's going on in D.C.
Yeah, okay. It's weird. Yeah, and then they won't explain who's making the CGI Joe Biden with the...
So here's a good example. We got an email from J.W. a couple of days ago. And guess what he said? He said, Carolyn, do not go to the market on Saturday. Which he always does. You can go to the market next Tuesday, but not this Saturday, not today. So she had to cancel a lot of people that were organizing to take her there. What are they seeing? How do they know that she can't go today, but she can go Tuesday?
Hmm.
Yeah.
So the stupid idiots trying to kill us, and they can't fucking do it because there's too much surveillance of ESP or something going on.
Well, just like Trump and JW had also these attempts.
What? Yeah, yeah, there were attempts on Trump and JW, right. There was one just a couple weeks ago. JW got nailed again. And he just stayed home and suffered through a couple of days, and then it went away. So our products really help.
What was it, Ryzen? Or?
Yeah, it was something different. I forget what it was. I don't think they told me. They just said that JW, you know, very sore stomach or something, and he went to bed for a couple of days. Couldn't move. Couldn't even move his head. So it was pretty bad, but then he came out of it. So there may be part of the reason JW went, he was told to go last week, is because they saw something coming that he had to really get away from. So we're right in the fucking, it's so ridiculous. I walk around expecting someone to open the back door and just shoot me. I've been waiting for this for 8 years, and it never happens. So we just walk around, everything's okay, but there's people being killed just outside, around the street, battles going on that we're not aware of until they tell us. It's an amazing war going on.
Yeah, I had some things I wanted to say on what you were just, everything you were just talking about here with Biden and JW and all that. and you guys, the first thing is, Ion said, used the word, the term, controlled demolition years ago about, with regard to the, like, the U.S. government.
Well, that was a document in the 70s that LaRouche exposed. Kissinger and them in their report said, we're going to go through a creative dismantling, creative destruction. So maybe
yeah.
That's what you're thinking of.
It could be. I mean, they said that the branches of government were going to break up. You know, they were going to break up, and then it was going to go away.
Go away, and what's left? A reintegrated government?
No, they didn't. They didn't say what was on the other side of that. But if you. What you're saying about the military not wanting to make it look like they're doing anything, they're not in control. You know, it's like the cloud or the fog of war. You know, everything is misdirection. Nobody knows what's going on. Everybody's sort of confused. There's the semblance of normalcy in government and politics and the news and all that. It's a very novel situation. You know, when you have this green screen stuff happening, that, you know, all the stuff we're seeing about Biden that just shows. Sort of validates what Ion is saying, or could validate it.
Yeah, Ion said that there is a civil war going now, and it is the media part. The media
yeah.
games being played is part of the civil war.
And it's such a novel situation, and, you know, in the conventional sense, if you have a stolen election, you have foreign infiltration, and you have the Supreme Court basically not looking at evidence without comment, you know, what they're saying, you're left to nothing but the military, which is their sort of normal line of reasoning, the fringe people or the Q people.
Well, the normal outrage about the Supreme Court not taking these cases, they
yeah.
may have a really good reason not to take the cases.
Yeah. No, well, that may be the case, but just... Technically, it seems to put things, you know, in the military's hands, unless you're saying that it wouldn't necessitate that for some reason legally.
Well, it seems a lot of it's in the aliens' control. Note how Ion uses the word alien about once today. Did you remember that, Bert? They
yes.
make a statement in about what's unfolding, and then they said, and then there's the aliens' role. The aliens are very
Brian,
involved in this.
They told Brian about a pending breach at the Pentagon. That's the one
right.
thing that he spoke about the aliens.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to look at the aliens are very involved.
Yeah.
And they're watching me and Carolyn very closely.
That was my other point, too, was why this ramping up now, or this increase in, you know, you're about to go in the bunker or in the hiding, so what is it that prompted or precipitated that? Nothing in the media.
We're in the second 3.5 year period of the tribulations.
Okay, yeah, so Ion said that last week, and we're at this is the intermission, the midpoint.
Yeah.
We're halfway, the halfway point, okay.
You know, this guy John Rappaport, he's pretty good. He's someone we met in L.A. with Tariq in 1993. He said about a year ago, yeah, pretty quickly, he saw that there'd be rolling lockdowns. There'd be openings over here, but lockdowns over there, and like
yeah.
in Europe and here. And it'll just go on for years. It'll never get settled. No one will be, the whole blanket planet will never get treated properly or cured. So everybody will be always off balance. They're having new breakthroughs in, or just less lockdown, while their neighbors are having increased lockdown.
Yeah.
So he kind of predicted the pattern that's happening now.
Yeah, the inconsistency.
Yeah, not global.
Yeah. Like Florida completely opened up 100%, like Texas, I think. But then so many people rush the beaches now. I just saw an article that they're imposing a curfew, an APM curfew now in that area.
Yeah.
The beaches. But
Mexico's
open.
Mexico. Yeah.
What's happening in Mexico?
Mexico is open.
It's
mostly
not
Americans and Canadians that are still able to go somewhere, going on vacations to Cancun and Mexico.
Right.
If you take everything all together, it really is so, in the conventional sense, absurd and, what's the word, surreal and, it's like a phantasmagoria sort of, I don't know if there's another word for it, but maybe through the looking glass or whatever. But it's just interesting that this is the onset of the ascended environment, or an ascended environment and, first contact and all of these new, novel technologies coming out. Just taken as a whole, it's fascinating, the environment that all this, in which all this stuff takes place, you know, the media environment in particular.
Yep. That's why the best stuff is McLuhan, Zappa, Croker, LaRouche, Beater, the whole Cosmic Awareness, and Krishnamurti, Leigh, and Thompson. That stuff covers all these themes, you know, 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, I just posted a couple on my Twitter page, a couple McLuhan quotes. All media exists to invest our lives with artificial perceptions and arbitrary values, and innumerable confusions and a feeling of despair invariably emerge in periods of great technological and cultural transition.
Yep. So, does it give a page? Is that from Understanding Media?
No, those were standalone quotes that some website had posted.
Yeah, because innumerable confusions, that's a phrase he uses on the album, the 1967 album. I don't remember it being written.
McLuhan said that on an album.
Yeah, the Medium is a Massage album, 1968.
Ah, okay. I didn't know he did an album.
He used that phrase. He repeats the phrase. Innumerable confusions, he says. Interesting or something. But he might have been reading from the book.
Yeah.
But the every pattern, even the tech body, McLuhan laid down. So all the postmodernists, their insights are just Baroque spirals of his basic points. But you had to have these later people writing their more complex stuff than McLuhan's, you know, riffing on it. Because it was becoming a riffable, more complicated surface.
Like Croker, you mean?
Yeah, Croker is the ultimate extreme of the implications of McLuhan. Try reading him. Hey, Bert, weren't you reading something? Bert may have dropped off. No, he's still listed.
No, I'm only... Sorry, Bob. Yes. Croker is very interesting when I read him now after working with you on your book, because that section that you had on Baudrillard about the DNA and the RNA was mind-blowing. And Croker quotes Baudrillard a lot.
Yeah.
And that's the aspect that's very interesting with Croker, is talking about the bodies and its panic. And that's where we are now. And the genes, the genes, the whole thing of everything is, what is it? There's another.
A recombinant. Recombinant is the main word.
Yes.
But basically, he says that our genes stayed in our bodies until this technology developed, or the Android meme, or the tech body, and then they've now leaped from our bodies into technology.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Just think of that. That's a pretty crazy statement. But that's the basic point all his writing kind of shows, tries to prove. So the genes have been mutated, and they've gone into technology. That's a rough science fiction version of what ion has done to our genes. And then we've been pushed into the tech body / ion.
Did you hear when ion was, I guess maybe it was the tech body, speaking with Jack,
And they said, we determine everything that you see now.
Yeah. Everything. That's why you have to, the tech body's not out there, it's behind your eyes, in your skull. Inside your brain.
Yeah, the tech body shows you what it wants you to see.
Yeah.
I think it was another statement.
It turns your head.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's something that's really a why it's important to show up here and speak with Bob and Ion, because where else are you going to get that extra perception to even try to perceive that's what's going on in your environment, in your meat sack, that there is something.
Yeah, nobody
some type
else
of
does
new,
it.
No, not at all. And that's what's probably driving. I saw a couple of photos of what's going on in Miami. I mean, that's probably caused by the new environment. I mean, you know,
well,
the
those riots movement. In a way may not have happened that way. That's what you got to realize. The news is totally an expression of what the tech body is making. For you to
what's going on in Miami?
Oh, all the students went there because it's open, and then but they just had parties, and they were trying to party all night long, and the governor said, "No, you got to stop at 8," and they didn't stop. So the police came in and beat them up a bit.
So the thing about the tech body being behind your eyes, I'm glad that you keep hammering on that, Bob. It reminds me of Ion saying way back. I don't know, at least a year ago now, that the tech body controls the way trees grow.
Yeah. It's inside nature because it's not a machine. It's an intelligence.
Yeah.
It's an evolution of the effect of the pole slipping, so to speak.
Yeah, we control the horizontal, we control the vertical. I made that statement a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no need to adjust.
I need to be reminded of that.
Okay, now that's a basic idea McLuhan presented, that the TV, the light through beams, went into your gut, went through your eyes, into your brain, into your ears. TV already went inside, so the inside went outside, and the outside went inside. So there's the basic point. Now, Ion updates it with the tech body and shows you how it controls everything. McLuhan couldn't say that the TV controlled what you saw because it hadn't been digitalized yet. But the basic point of it going inside you behind your eyes, he established that.
Yeah. And now there is...
I told you about that experience I had with the tribes in Mexico.
Well, I wanted to introduce that. Let me say this, Roxy. I wanted to bring that up. Now imagine this. Roxy... in her anthropological interest, hears about this tribe and a certain kind of ritual. So she goes up northern Mexico. I don't know if you went with your friends, but by yourself.
I went to a festival in a university.
Yeah, just say that. So she goes up to the festival. She's up there for a normal academic
I went with a friend of mine that was my art teacher.
Right. Okay, don't say anymore. So then, don't say anymore. Don't say anymore. Let me say the introduction. So what happened? She goes up
and
there.
And she said, we have to
hey, don't say anything, Roxy. Be quiet. I can't
but the real one. Let the show. The real one.
Drown her out. Everybody drown her out. So
Roxy,
let me just say something, then you can talk for 2 hours, okay, Roxy? Now listen, she goes up there. She gets near the fucking mask. And she puts the mask on her face. Everybody goes into paralysis and panic and sentences Roxy to have to fucking dance all night long to pay for the fact she touched the mask.
Yeah, she explained that 2 weeks ago, I believe.
Yeah. And she posted some videos of the movement she had to do, but she had to stand there and move for like 8-10 hours, for fuck's sake.
Non-stop.
Non-stop. Lucky she didn't have a heart attack.
No, but the thing is, I was thinking about that because the people that do these ritual dances, you see some that have like a flower on their head or them. They swear to do it every day of their lives.
Thank you, Ion. Thank you, JW. Happy birthday, Carolyn.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Nipple birdie.